You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Blessed brothers and sisters of our blessed parish and our blessed members of the church and our guests also who are joining us for this Mass wherever you are. For three consecutive Sundays, we have been unveiling the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven through the parables of Jesus. On the 14th Sunday, remember, Jesus said, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things, the mysteries, for hiding them from the clever and the learned, and revealing them to mere children." And throughout these three consecutive Sundays, we have been seeing those parables to unveil the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, which is hidden from the learned and the clever, and revealed to mere children, the humble ones like you, yes, seated, and those following us on this Mass. Today, I would like to unveil four more secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Four more secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Are we there? Secret number one of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is found in varied and complex ways. The kingdom of heaven is found in varied and complex ways. The farmer in the gospel of today was in his farm. It was there that he found, he discovered that pearl, that gold, and decided to go with joy to sell everything to grab the kingdom. Suddenly. It happened suddenly. Suddenly. That is what happened to Paul. On that day, that special day, he was going to Damascus on his horse, going to kill the Christians. Suddenly, something happened to Paul on his horse, riding on his horse. He collapsed and saw a vision. He found the kingdom of heaven. He found God. He found God's life. And from that day, suddenly, bam, like a thunder, lightning, his life was never the same again. The merchant is there searching for pearls, looking for better pearls to sell. And finally, we are told, he found one. He decides to go sell all what he had to get that. I think of St. Augustine. St. Augustine, with the mother Monica, St. Augustine lived a very, very, very immoral life. As we all know, the life of St. Augustine. He was searching, like the merchant, searching. In the end, St. Augustine tells us in his writings, all those things that were happening in my life, it was God that helped me to search for that pearl of great price. And when St. Augustine finally, through the sermon of Ambrose, discovered that pearl of great price, St. Augustine was never the same again. He is like the merchant. The fisherman, we are told the fisherman sends his net into the sea and grabs everyone. I belong there. I belong to that group. I was baptized as a child. We are part of those who entered, experienced God's kingdom through the church. From childhood, that net is thrown To our parents, we are baptized into that net. The net where all kinds of fishes are brought in. The church, we are all here today. And those who are following us, in that net, the kingdom of heaven. We discovered it through the church. Many of us discovered the kingdom of God through the church. Like myself here, I grew up as a child. And through that church, I discovered the kingdom of God. God's love in our lives. Where do you belong? How did you discover the kingdom of God? Blessed brothers and sisters, you see, there is no one way. There is no one way to find the kingdom of God. It is complex. So never you say, my child is bad. You never know what can happen. Look at the thief on the cross. The thief on the cross. A thief stealing all the years. The last minute, what happens? He repents. He goes paralyzed. Let us not imitate others. Your call is different from my own call. Our call is different. Don't imitate others. I see young people sometimes, they tell you, Father, this is not the time for me to come to church. Let me enjoy life. When I'm old, then I will come to experience God. They are mistaken. They are mistaken. The kingdom of God is discovered in various ways. There are saints in the church of 12 years old. 12 years old saints. Saints, 12 years old. St. Dominic Savio. 12 years he was a saint. We can never compare ourselves with others because we never know how we will find the kingdom of God in our lives and at what moment in our lives. Each of us is unique. That is the first secret of the kingdom of heaven. The second, the kingdom of heaven is hidden in common places. The kingdom of heaven is hidden in common places. When it was at the farm, in the farm, where the farmer discovered the kingdom of God. The merchant discovered the kingdom of God when he was doing his business, not in church, not at prayer time. He discovered it when he was doing his business. He found the pearl of great price. When he was doing his business, the kingdom of heaven is hidden in common places. This is where we think that nothing is there. We think that the kingdom of God is found in church, and we think that only in church. I am not saying that the church is bad. What the Bible, what Christ is saying, the secret is that it is in the common things. It is in the common things that we find God. It is in the little things that we do that we see God. See the fisherman. He found the kingdom fishing there, not in church, not in the cathedral, not now. He found in the common things. The scribe, the householder, who draws from his storeroom both old and new, found the kingdom in his home, studying in his home. My dear brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is found in the ordinary things of life. Parents, you find the kingdom of God at home with your children. Children, you find the kingdom of God in what you are doing as kids, respecting your parents. There you discover the kingdom of God at home, at your workplace, when you travel, at the soccer field, anywhere. We find the kingdom. That is where we find the kingdom. That is where we discover the kingdom of heaven. God's life in the things that we do. Parents, in the choices you make, the training of your kids, that is where you find the kingdom. That is where you find God. Don't abandon your kids. That is where you find God. Not in church. There. In the things you do. In the choices you make. In the things you do. That is where we find the kingdom of God. In the common things. In the common things. That is where. For me, the priest, I will find it in my own ministry. In what I do as a priest to serve. That's all. In the things I do. Not just because I say mass. No. Not because I say mass. No. I will only find the kingdom in the little things of charity, of service to the community. That is where I will find the kingdom of God. Not because I'm a priest. Not because somebody's a bishop. No. It is in the things that we do. The choir singing, the little things that we do, you coming to church, the simple things that you do, you volunteer your services, you support the poor. In those things, you find the kingdom of God. That is the second secret of the kingdom of heaven. The third, I love this one. I love the third. The kingdom of heaven is found in the choices of life. The kingdom of heaven is found in the choices of life. I call that the alphabetical B, C, D of heaven. I call that the alphabetical B, C, D of heaven. Do you know that? The alphabetical B, C, D of heaven. I know the kids here will know. Alphabet. A, B, C, D, right? Tell me A, B, C, D. The alphabetical A, B, the alphabetical B, C, D. After B, what do you have? C. After C, what do you have? D. Now, from B, B stands for best. Our best. Our best. God just gave us life. Gave us life. He made a choice to give us life. Life is a gift. Children are a gift from God. God made a choice to give us children. It's a gift, not from the parent, from God. Children are gifts from God. Birth. The D stands for death. Between birth and death, what comes in the middle? A C. That C is our choices. Our choices, is that what I call it? The B, the alphabetical B, C, D of heaven. That between birth and death, our choices matter. Young people, your choices matter. In your choices, you do what God wants you to do. Do the right things. Don't be deceived by the world. Don't be deceived by the world. Between birth and death, your choices matter. Don't give up on life. That's why we're going to drugs. You kill yourself. Your choices matter. Your choices matter. That's the secret of the kingdom. Your choices. Look at Solomon. Solomon, in today's reading, God said to Solomon, Solomon, tell me what you want me to give you. Ooh, money. Hey, houses. Solomon said, no. Lord, give me the wisdom so that as king after my father David, I will rule the people well. Choices. He asked for the right choice. And God said, yes, that is what you need. That is what you need, because Solomon understood that the kingdom of God is hidden in common things and that God will judge him based on his leadership as king of Israel. And so he said, Lord, give me wisdom so that I can lead my people well. I can lead my people well. But guess what happened to Solomon? What happened to Solomon? Horrible. At the end, he lost it. When he started building the temple, he started imposing taxes. Money, 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 money. He lost it. And he ended up, he lost it. He lost the kingdom by his choices. Even though he started well, he lost the kingdom by his choices. The kingdom is God by our choices. Christ has given us an example. He chose us before the foundation of the world. You and I were chosen before the foundation of the world. As special children of God, can you imagine that? He made a choice for us. He made a choice for humanity. We are that special pearl. That special pearl, he made a choice. He found that special pearl. He sent his son to sacrifice everything, to ransom, to win us back. Wow. To win us back by the suffering, the death, and resurrection of Jesus. What a choice. What a choice of love. A choice of love. That is how we find the kingdom, by our choices. Young people who are listening to me today, young people, do not be deceived by the world. Make the right choices. You have a good life. You have a good life. Follow their parents. Listen to them. You have a good life because they will help you to make the right choices because of their experience in life. Because of that, they will help you to make the right choices. Finally, the fourth secret. Can someone guess that? Very clear. Joy is the mark of those who discover the kingdom of heaven. Joy is the mark of those who discover the kingdom of heaven. Not grudging. The farmer discovered this goal, the kingdom of God. The Bible says, with joy, he sold everything. He did it with joy. With joy, we support the church. With joy, we support our children. With joy, we volunteer in the church. Not grudgingly. Not grudgingly. And complaints. And bitterness. And anger. And envy. And jealousy. The mark of the kingdom for those who have discovered heaven here on earth. Because heaven is here. It's joy. Joy. Joy does not depend on our circumstances. That's why Paul, in today's reading, says that word. Paul, who discovered the kingdom, he says, everything works for, are we there? Everything works for the good for those who love the Lord. Even at this time of COVID-19, it's bad. It's bad. But those who have discovered the kingdom can still be joyful now. Even in COVID-19, the devil is trying to steal our joy now, more than ever. And some of us are giving in to the devil to steal our joy. We are so depressed, some of us are killing ourselves for nothing. The devil should not succeed. The devil should not succeed. Joy is the mark of all those who have discovered the kingdom of heaven. Gratitude is the mark of all those who have discovered the kingdom of heaven, even in tough circumstances, for everything works for the good. Even COVID-19, it works for the good. Paul is not saying that COVID-19 is good. No. He says it works for the good, which means that no matter how bad something is, what will God will turn it for those who trust in the Lord. God will turn it to the good. Therefore, my dear people of God, do not be depressed now. Try to see how you can still keep your joy going. Because if you lose your joy now, the devil is celebrating. Let's not allow the devil to celebrate. Let's not allow the devil to celebrate our lives. The devil has no power. The kingdom of God is the unshakable kingdom. All things on this earth are shakable. COVID-19 is shakable. It will come and go. It will go. It will go. Everything on earth is shakable, which means that it comes and goes. But the kingdom of God is the unshakable kingdom of God. We are on right soil. So don't give up. Don't give up, please. I'm begging. Don't give up. The devil should not steal your joy. Even now, more than ever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.